A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Life Talk, The Connection, a youth show that takes a look at issues affecting young people. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. this Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. I am Evans Zininga, and I'm standing in for my colleague, Ntungameli Nkomo. And tonight we are talking about the year 2022 as it comes to an end. We are looking at issues that made headlines amongst young people, from politics, sports, academia, entertainment, about beauty pageants, poverty, drug abuse, to religion and many other issues. The youth in Zimbabwe made an impact in many ways in this past year. Students at tertiary institutions protested over the hiking of fees at most colleges and universities, and some were arrested. In national politics, some youth were implicated in cases of inter-party violence, resulting in some youth organizations to intervene. 4-H Foundation, in particular, won a Humanitarian NGO of the Year award for their outstanding contribution in promoting peace and sustainable development in Zimbabwe. And in sports, young talent Kudakwashe Tekmani Chivandire retained her World Boxing Council interim super bantamweight title when she knocked out Mexico's Zulina Munoz in October. This was one ray of hope in a nation where many people say are facing serious economic challenges, transport blues, power cuts, lack of jobs, and so many other problems. Kudakwashe Chivandire achikanda zvibhakera achitora bhande rake apo. Kwazuvai vateereri, nhasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa kupera kwegore ra2022, takatarisana neboka revechidiki munyika nevari kunze. Zvinhu zvizhinji zvakaitika mugore ra2022, kubva munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, mitambo, zvedzidzo, kushandiswa kwezvinodhaka, kushayikwa kwemabasa munyika, kushayikwa kwemagetsi namuye zvekufambisa, uye kushayikwa kwemikana nevechidiki munyika. Ongororo dzemasangano esarudzo dzinoti vechidiki havanyanyi kutora mikana yekunonyoresa nekupinda musarudzo, asi vanotaura vanoti vechidiki vanoshandiswa kutsvaga rutsigiro nekupesvedzera mhirizhonga munguva dzesarudzo, chero hazvo vasina zvakawanda zvavanowana mazviri. Vana vemuzvikoro zvepamusoro munyika vakaratidzira nekuda kwekukwira kwemari dzedzidzo, kushayikwa kwezvikwanisiro uye mari dzezvifambiso kuenda nekubva kuzvikoro. Vamwe vakasungwa, vamwe vakakuvadzana. Takaonawo muzvare Kudakwashe Tekmani Chivandire achitora bhande rake raakarwira nemutambi wekuMexico Zulina Munoz pa World Boxing Council Interim Super Bantamweight wakaitwa kuHICC. Rimwewo sangano revechidiki reH4 Foundation rakanotora mubairo mukuru kuSwitzerland wekuve sangano reNGO rakaita basa kukunda mamwe ese munyaya dzekutarisana nemhirizhonga nekukurudzira runyararo pakati pevechidiki munyika yeZimbabwe. On that note, some Zimbabweans are still traveling to their homes from various nations. Gore rine maperero akasiyana siyana zvichienderana nekwauri nezvauri kuita. Vamwe vachiri munzira izvezvi kuenda kumisha kubva kunyika dzakatenderedza kumiganhu nezuro kuBeit Bridge nekuPlumtree. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichiri kunetseka kupfuura pamiganhu iyi. Regai tinzwe mumwe wechidiki anoshanda kumabhazi anopfuura kumiganhu iyi achitaura mamiriro azvakaita. Welcome Matara, anotiudza zviri kuitika.
Abantu bakhala wathi bakhwezela intengo ngesikhathi lesi, bayakhala sikuthi likhanda ukuthi lifake kakhulu esikhwameni, lithini ngodaba lo?
Intengo sasikhala ukuthi kwakubhizi, so lathi nesithatha advantage ngokuthi njengokuthi siku-transport kubhizinis anje. Kulesikhathi sokuthi kuyayehla, isikhathi sokuthi kuyaqansa, nama-petrol amadizilana nendlela konke ama-expenses amaninginingi nani sasikhala ukukhava ngendlela yokuthi njengoba bebaningi kanti lathi nesitole advantage ukuthi asithole sekuthi lathi sasikhalele khona phese sikhona transport ngendlela yabantu abaningi.
Lo daba lokugijimisana lamapholisa lapho abantu bathe eyi abantu ekhaya amapholisa abathwalise enzima ezitradeni abale nalapho emabhasini ndikubona nje
khona kunjalo kule distraction ukuthi aphosaasuka ngompela but ngifuna ukujust yakunzokanzima lawoncengalawoncenga ukuthi fane ukuthi uphalele ekhaya uye buya lawo ufithele ipassport ngojengabile something lawo ukwaziuzivikela.
Lapo limuzwile ekuluma unomzana. Welcome Matara, wesebenzela erenkeni yeGaborone. Ube kuluma lo mcondisi Dube owendaba ze Studio 7 ase Gaborone kwele Botswana. Welcome Matara, speaking there to Studio 7 about how people are trying to find their way to Zimbabwe while the majority of these travelers are young people who left Zimbabwe to neighboring countries in search of greener pastures. Now we're going to take a closer look at 2022 as we are joined by our guest for tonight. I will introduce first Lennon Mazuru, the Zimbabwe Muzuru. I always make this mistake. Oh, and I'm just told we are battling with network connections in Zimbabwe, but I'm happy we got Lennon again. Lennon is Zimbabwe's National Students Union spokesperson in Harare. And we also have Cynthia Chigwenya, United Nations Ambassador for Youth, Southern Africa, via Skype from South Africa. I welcome you to Live Talk, brother and sister. Today, it's your day. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I can hear. Okay, Lennon, let's start with you. Thanks for coming on board. 2022 has been a roller coaster for many young people. These are the stories we hear on the streets. What's your take? What did you come out with? What can you tell us?
Okay, thank you for this opportunity to give an outline of how 22 went for the student fraternity, especially for the Zimbabwe National Students Union. As you all know, the hurdles and the burdens we have as students from the oppression and repression from the state, whenever we would try to amplify our voices in terms of fees hikes, in terms of the welfare of students in institutions, the state would always find mechanism to quash us and to silence the students. But I'll just go, just give a brief of how it went. On the 16th of March, UZ students were arrested for demonstrating against fee hikes, the first fee hike at UZ at the Zimbabwe University, at the University of Zimbabwe. And those 10 UZ students are still in the courts up to now. We are talking of 16 March. They first appeared in court on the 21st of March. And the last time they went to court, they were now, the court said that they would get back to court on the 16th of February, 2023, which is another challenge we are facing and we are still facing as we are going on into 2023. On the 19th, we organized a shutdown all institutions shut down for Zimbabwe, which was then adhered by other organizations, the likes of ATUS and the likes of Crisis in Zimbabwe. And it was hyped to shut down Zimbabwe, but it was originally shut down of all institutions, which we initiated as SINASU. But then, yes, it went well. And as you all know, the president of Zimbabwe, Mr. Mnangagwa, went on live on the television at midnight to address the nation, as he had seen that we were not even going back on the issue of shutting down the country. And he addressed a few issues. And you know, the monopolization of the transport systems, which was very, very hard on that time, was then revised by the president of Zimbabwe in a few issues, of course. And also, the year 2022, we held, we managed to register so many students, starting from the first phase and second phase of the BVR, ZEC BVR, the biometric voter registration, which was held in February and in April. That's when we started to, we managed to register so many students. And as SINASU, we had a campaign which is called My Vote, My Voice, and My Future. And so up to date, we've managed to register more than 10,000 students across the nation in Zimbabwe. And we are still continuing as we are heading into the 2023 national elections. So it's not all about demonstrations and all that. And in we want to talk of the arrest of the students. We had more than 30 arrests of students regarding the demonstrations which took place. And it's not only the 16th of March demonstration. This past semester in September, you saw how it was, and when the students managed to demonstrate against the institutions, their institutions in GZ and at UZ again, where you saw the war institution rise up against the institution. And by that,
Lennon. Let me hold you there for a little bit. I can see there is a lot of things to put on the table, and we are making notes. We're noting down every little thing that you are saying. Let's also cross over to Cynthia and get her side of the perspective of the 2022 year end, and we will come back to you, Lennon, and we'll continue with this chat. Cynthia, welcome to the show. You are an ambassador, a youth ambassador for the African Union, the whole Southern of Africa chapter. What is your take, 2022? How did the year go?
Thank you very much for having us. And I think you could see that as Lennon was speaking, I was nodding to some of the issues that he was raising. And these are things that are evident across the continent, the issues of uprising. And I'm also, you know, taking note that those are some of the developments that were there in Zimbabwe. My biggest takeaway from this year was particularly the mainstreaming of youth or young people in politics and governance and also in peacebuilding. We kick-started the year with the Doha Conference on Youth-Inclusive Peace Processes, and we've seen the integration or inclusion of young people in various conferences that have taken place, examples including the EU-AU Summit, which took place in the first half of the year. Thereafter, there was the ASWAN Forum on climate and resilience, which also took place, and we had a great participation of young people. And we've also seen COP27, which is a climate change conference, where we had a lot of youth advocates being invited to participate and share their perspectives and experiences. So I think, in as much as we acknowledge that young people are creating the different spaces through which they're participating, such as the protests, the uprisings or hashtags that they're using, there's also some noticeable changes within different institutions that are increasingly becoming more inclusive and mainstreaming youth into their programs. So I think that's one thing that's perceptible from this year, and I hope that moving forward we'll see more and more inclusion of young people in politics and in governance.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting angles there you both are bringing to the table. For those that have just joined us, this is a live talk, and The Connection, it's a youth program where we talk about issues affecting young people of Zimbabwean origin wherever they are in the world. And we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. You can also find us on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwean. Now, going back to Lennon, let me bring you back in, my brother, and let's talk a little bit about the interventions you mentioned. You told us a lot of the things that you achieved, a lot of the things that happened to the youth. Where do you think Zimbabwe needs to improve in relation to young people's welfare in the country?
Okay, thank you for that question. Taking it specifically to the education sector, I think Zimbabwe now needs to align all of its models to what's really on the ground. Because speaking of the Education 5.0, a model which is now used in the higher and tertiary education sector, it's a fallacy. Why am I saying so? We cannot use Education 5.0. Where is in our community, those things are not implemented. They cannot be implemented. And for it, for making it worse, Zimbabwe is now more like a laboratory for experiments. There is no development in Zimbabwe. People just coming and experimenting in Zimbabwe is now like a laboratory. So the Zimbabwe government now needs to align all its policies to what's really on the ground, especially starting with the education sector. They need to do consultations with all the communities around, which will make it easier for them to implement the Education 5.0. We are talking of facilities, even facilities for students. Because when you talk about Education 5.0, it means we are going digital. Of which in Zimbabwe, there is power crisis. There is a network crisis in Zimbabwe. And we cannot achieve Education 5.0. We cannot use Education 5.0 model. It's a good model, but for our society, to have cohesion with the Education 5.0, our society needs to upgrade to Society 5.0. That's okay. What I think.
I will ask you to hold it there again, Lennon. We also reached out to a number of young people all over Zimbabwe, and we have another interesting caller right now on the line. I understand we have Alwyn. She is in Chinoy. Probably let's bring her in and hear a little bit of what's happening in Chinoy, what the year has been like, and we will come back to our guests. Hello, Miss Makoni, muripo here apo?
Hello, yes, ndiripo.
Hey, kwakati ku Chinoy mauya ne huchi here?
Ku Chinoy kuri nani uye huchi huriko wakawandisa tiri kushaya zvekuita nawo.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Chinoy, and as young people who are in Chinoy, my projects are murukuita tirikunzwa inyaye uchi iyo musaisiye. What's going on?
Thank you very much. So I would like to say in Chinoy, it has been a challenging year for the youth. First of all, I'd like to look at how we had the first learning from January up until around June, whereby, you know, we're still during the COVID crisis. So it was really hard to enterprise with the youth, because then you had to choose between still pursuing your education or enterprising. Otherwise, the environment was not conducive for you to then handle both. So we witnessed a number of youth dropping out of university, because either if you are to attend your lectures, then the lecturers have to see that you have signed into the register and everything. So you couldn't even keep the system because who was only being attended for 3 weeks. So now you find that it's very sad that now our youth are getting into the country with the skill, but without the theory, without the maybe the qualifying paper and everything. So it has been a very, very challenging year. And then also, we also saw that this year we had astronomical fees coming up and students could not afford them. Right now, I believe that I speak for many when I say that currently the students, the female students particularly, have to choose between buying bread and buying pens. And also between buying pens and going to school, because then the amount, the cost is the same. You need $4 for you to cover daily expenses to school, or you need $4 for you to buy pens. At the same time, you need $4 per day for you to have food. So the situation hasn't been fair. And I believe I also speak for many of the youth when I say that the environment has also been, the economic environment has not been fair to the youth. Well, they find that, for example, even as I'm selling honey, you know, we actually had an opportunity to have exchange programs with other bee farmers of my age. But then you find that it has been hard for us to access the market because the conditions are, well, they are too much. For example, you are asked for 3 years experience, but you're still a student. So you obviously don't have experience, you know.
Aulin, regandu kubate pamuromo mbichana. Unenyaya dzakawanda tiri kudzinzwa, and I believe you when you say other people also are speaking the same language. Zvimwe zvamataura tambozvinzwa zvichitaurwawo nana Lennon, tanzwa zvichitaurwawo nevamwe vakawanda wanda matiri kufamba tichinzwa zviri kuitika mune vechidiki. Ndoda kuti chii chamunofunga imi kuti chinoda kuitwa muchidimbu nekuchimbidzika titi gaga tipo vamwe mukana, zvamunofunga kuti zvinofanirwa kuitwa kuti vechidiki vaende muna 2023 zvakanaka ndezvipi?
I believe everyone has an obligation to create a job for the youth. So I think going forward, the government needs to come up with initiatives or youth hubs that allow the youth to then enterprise. The only way for this country to go forward in terms of the youth is enterprising, mm-hmm. because there are no jobs out there. It has really become hard for us to get jobs. The people who are supposed to be retiring also don't have pensions, so the only choice they have is to keep on working even past retirement stage. So we are asking that, and pleading with the government, that these innovation hubs are a very good idea, but they need to be researched to see that are they really promoting the ideas of the youth, or they are stealing the ideas of the youth, then incubating them. But
right.
Not seeing them actually coming into...
Uh-huh. I wish we had a lot of time, taitaura kusvika kwaedza, but I would love to thank you so much for coming in and giving us a perspective of how things have been and what you think would happen. I hope Cynthia and Lennon are also listening. I'm going to go back to Cynthia now and say, manzwa zviri kutaurwa nevagere muZimbabwe, musikani wechidiki ari kuchinoi anoita business rekutengesa huchi uko anomhanya-mhanya kuenda kuchikoro, zvinhu zvakamuomera, ari kuti nyika inoda kuti igadziriswe. Ndimi muri kumusoro uko as an ambassador to the African Union, what do you think needs to be done to empower the young people in Zimbabwe going forward? We are looking into 2023 now going ahead.
Thank you very much for bringing me back in. And I think just before I respond to that, maybe to also highlight that the issues of unemployment, of course, we see them in Zimbabwe happening at a larger scale. But these are concerns that we see not just in the Southern Africa region, which I represent, but across the African continent. And because of the COVID-19 pandemic and various economic lockdowns imposed to curb the virus, we saw that this was then worsened. So unemployment, it's something that was in existence before, but some of the occurrences that we saw between mm-hmm. 2020 and now, which is a 2-year period, this was then worsened or exacerbated. So inaya that can be tackled not just by the Zimbabwean government, but we can look at it from also an international perspective, because Chizichinjimuan from Zimbabwe. So
while you are there, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm forced to. We may have another caller who might have some questions. questions for you, or who might say things that you would love to respond to. We've got another young person, Memory Makasi. I understand Memory is in Gweru. Memory, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
Uriku Gweru, we are Kuluma in.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'm glad you are on the show. In a quick nutshell, let's hear you out. What's happening out there? I hear you are an entrepreneur. I hear you are also a law student. How are you managing as a young woman in Zimbabwe today?
Okay. Thank you so much, Eva, for having me today. I'm greatly honored. And maybe firstly, before I answer your question, I'd like to just give a summative preliminary of typical issues of youth concernment in general before I give an insight of
you don't have a lot of time, though.
All right, it's fine. I'm moving to speak of the National Youth Services. Mm-hmm. We have realized that this year we have had the
I think Memory's signal is... we probably lost Memory. Her signal is not good. We will try and call you back. Let me come back to Lennon while we try and figure out how to get back to you. Muripo erim koma Lennon. Right. Taitine nguwa yaka wanda taitaura kushika kwa heza. Asinguwa yadu ishoma. Ndinoda kutindukupe mkana unoyu kuti mumazgo mafupi mashoma. Kuvangwe chipiki, vaugere navo, vaunodzidza navo, nevamunoshandidzana navo, zvizva unoda kuvasiyira nhasi, tichipedza gore, tichitarisa riri kuuya iro.
Chekutanga, ndinoda kuti kune vese vasati varegistra kuvhota, let's all go and register in our numbers, because the future is in our hands, the future is for us to decide and set up the narrative. Chechitu, ndechekuti kune vese vechidiki, especially kuma graduates. As my sister Sophia was saying on the issue of youth rising up, I want to say to every youth, let's rise up and demand our education. Let's rise up and demand our jobs.
Wasara ne 10 seconds, Lennon.
So, I just want to encourage each and every youth to go and vote on the day of voting in Zimbabwe in 2023.
All right. Thank you so much, Lennon. I appreciate you. Let's also give Cynthia an opportunity to round up and give us a parting word as well. What can you say to peers, to fellow young people, and the world at large? This is your moment.
Thank you very much. I'll refer to an African maxim that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And my word would be for all young people, either in youth-led movements or youth groups, let us work together and speak with one voice. Because if we collaborate and coordinate our efforts, it's easier to lobby in the policy-making space. It's easier to lobby for inclusivity in different spaces and institutions. But it might not make as much impact. So I think Kubatana Sevichvik Toshanda towards one goal would be one of the targets or issues that we can work towards to Chipinda 2023. And just to reemphasize Lennon Kuti, we are the leaders of today and tomorrow, and we must participate from our electoral processes and other democratic processes, because the impacts of climate change or other political decisions that are being made now, or even leaders in our different capacities.
Cynthia,
today.
You but owe me.
It's very important.
You owe me, Cynthia, you owe me. I've got a sister in Bulawayo in Matabeleland who does not understand English. Give them a little something in Ndebele before you go, please.
Thank you very much. So, Sezo Naita, singabani njengabantu abasha. Sikwazi ukukhuluma nge-voice
ethu. That's all I was looking for. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Unfortunately, time has run out, but let me thank you. I will thank you, Cynthia. I will thank you, Lennon, for joining us tonight, and also our callers and our viewers and our listeners at home. Please call again tomorrow. We will be back. And for tonight, this is Evans Azininga saying good night, Zimbabwe, to you. Happy New Year in case we don't see you, and enjoy.